Welcome to this audio presentation from St. Charles River Church. Today we have a message that we believe is full of practical and relevant behavioral teaching from God's Word, the Bible. We'd like to invite you to grab a piece of paper and a pen. Take notes as you go through this, looking for a personal application from God to you. Sit back and enjoy as we begin this message.
Invite your spirit, God, into our presence, literally in our homes. All around the world, you have gathered the church of Jesus Christ. The kingdom that you established, Father, that is not of this world, is gathering in homes around this globe. And Father, we are looking for you to speak into the hearts and in the minds and the lives of each of those family members, literally wherever they come from. Lord, whether they're viewing this broadcast today in the United States of America or Central America, Latin America, South America, or around the world in Europe or Africa or the UK or Russia or China, God, around the world in the global nations of great numbers of people, India, Father, there's a church that's alive and it's well, and the church is about to go into its greatest season in modern day history, because the Spirit of the living God is gathering us together, literally globally, Father, and you're launching people that are praying like never perhaps before in their lives, and you're literally calling people around the world back to you. People that have perhaps walked away from an intimate relationship with you, or perhaps they don't even know who you are. They are looking for discovery of why this is going on, why the coronavirus, why is it that bad things are happening around the world? And they're looking for answers today. And Father, we believe that we have the answer, and His name is Jesus. He is the Christ. He is the Son of the living God. And Father, we're just proclaiming that you are Lord and you are in control, and that the church has never had a greater opportunity. History has shown, Lord, even in the New Testament, in the book of Acts, where the church was persecuted, the church rises to its greatest hour. And Father, wherever the church is attacked by the enemy, by your Spirit, God, you raise us up literally to the finest hour. Father, you are in this. You are about us, and you're protecting us through this moment, God. You're protecting us through this season. You literally, Father, are covering us by the blood of Jesus Christ. I ask you, Father, for your anointing upon the church around the world. Around the world, Lord, let the globe find this renewal. Let the globe literally experience what it is to have revival around the world, where tens and hundreds of thousands of people are turning to you, Father. We ask this in the name of Jesus, and bring us alive, the church that's alive today, with your Spirit to carry the message of hope to the world. And the hope we find in you, Father. I ask you this in Jesus' name for every listener, for every viewer of this broadcast. I ask, Father, that today there would be such an anointing in your home. I ask in the name of Jesus that the Spirit of God would bring such a peace over every viewer, every household that's watching this, literally. I pray, God, where the translation is not available, perhaps that you'll provide someone who can tell them the message of Jesus Christ in their own language. Wherever that is, Father, you're providing today, and we believe that in your name, the powerful name of Jesus, we pray. Thank you for joining us today. We are literally in the auditorium here on the stage at St. Charles River Church here in O'Fallon, Missouri, on Highway K. If you've not looked us up in the past, well, you found us on Facebook, so you now know where we are, and you can get the type of information you need to participate in this set of services that we're launching. We're calling it the Global Summit 8 weeks of prayer and teaching for the globe, literally, calling the globe together. Pass the word. Next week, same time, 10:30 every Sunday morning in the morning, we are going to be coming together and we're going to be teaching God's word and about God's literally raising up the church for this very moment. We should be most prepared, more than any group of people in the world, more than any sector in the world. The kingdom, this great kingdom, should be most prepared. And we believe that we are literally prepared to succeed together, to overcome together. You see, this will pass. The coronavirus will pass. And literally the things that are happening day to day, the literally the changes in government, the mandates and so on, those mandates are literally changing by the hour as I'm recording this and as we're broadcasting this today, Sunday, March 22. So we're inviting you to join us for the next 8 weeks, including today, and let's talk about this global summit, this calling the church together globally for prayer and for teaching, literally praying together on the same subjects, for the same groups of people, not just for the church around the world, but for those who would come to know Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior of the world. Not just Savior, but literally the Lord of our lives. So we're grateful that you've joined us today. If there's any technical difficulties in your connection, don't worry, we're going to work through them. We got 8 weeks to approximately to work through it. However, with St. Charles River Church, let me just address the family real quick. As I stated in an email to all of you, this is literally going to be 2 weeks at a time. We're going to review the decision, the elders of the church and the leadership. We're going to review the decision to meet away from. We're not canceling church. Anyone who says we're canceling church, please explain to them the church cannot be canceled because we are the church. We are the church of Jesus Christ. We cannot be canceled. The voice of the Holy Spirit cannot be canceled, and he will not be. So what we're doing is relocating the church participants, the kingdom participants in their home. And by the way, now you know how it feels to be literally in Latin America and watch a broadcast from North America, from South America, because you're in your home and you're participating in a way we've never participated before. And I want to commend you for that. But just so you know, St. Charles River Church, SCRC family, we will gather here as soon as possible back together in our auditorium, as soon as our national leaders and local leaders deem that it is safe for us to be together. It's a beautiful thing. I want to address real quick just this kind of this concept in leading into the global summit of St. Charles River Church here. I want to address the fact that there are those on the internet, and we bless people with the right and the certainly the privilege of having their own perspective. We respect that. We speak against no one. We bless everyone that has an opinion and their thoughts, and probably pastors that do church this way over the next few weeks perhaps might be criticized as being faithless. But can I share with you just this beautiful story that I believe establishes that God long ago set this literally as a precedent to protect his people, and he has a heart to protect his people, and he has a heart to give warning to his people for such things like we call quarantine, such things as we call separation, social distancing, so to speak. That's what our national leaders are calling it at this point. But there's a precedent that God actually set, and he may have actually, you can find it earlier even at some level in the book of Genesis, but if you'll turn in your Bibles to Exodus chapter 12, and it's the story of the Passover and the Passover lamb. The significance of this, if you're not really familiar with it, I never want to take for granted that you know what the Passover lamb is. This is a covenant that God established with Israel in this season that we're reading from. He established it that there would be blood that would literally, innocent blood would have to be sacrificed for the remission of sin, for the forgiveness of Israel's sin. And this is not something that literally was just established alone here. It was earlier, but this was something that really, especially for the church, we grab this and we look at the significance of this. It's the story of literally the Passover lamb. If you're not familiar with the fact that Israel was in bondage for hundreds of years in Egypt, and Pharaoh refused to let them go. God raised up Moses, the prophet Moses, and the Bible says he was the greatest prophet of them all. And God raised up Moses, and he literally empowered him, and he places this great leader at his side. His name was Aaron, and he said to go into Egypt and make proclamations to the Pharaoh and tell Pharaoh to let God's people go. If you're not really familiar with the story, again, I want to get a little more detail here. Literally, Moses goes to the family that he was raised with. If you remember the story, Moses was raised in Pharaoh's home. He knew the Pharaoh. And so he literally, this is family to him. And so have you ever had to deal with family and tell them something that they didn't want to hear? Well, at times, that's what God's people have to do. And this was the position Moses was in. And he really wasn't fond of the idea of going in. He kept trying to bargain with God. In fact, he told him, I can't hardly speak well. And God said, I'll take that. I'll send your partner in with you and he can speak for you. But Moses goes in and he makes these proclamations to Pharaoh about letting God's people go. And there was one particular, the final straw that broke the camel's back after all of these plagues that God had placed on Egypt, and Pharaoh was just being worn out mentally and emotionally over these plagues. The last one where Pharaoh wouldn't obey the commands that God gave to Moses to let the people of Israel go. Finally, this was a final parting blow where God told Moses to tell Pharaoh to let them go or there would be great cost, literally, to the people of Egypt. And it starts in Exodus chapter 12, and I'm just going to read a few verses. And the Lord said to Moses and Aaron in Egypt, this month is to be the first month of your year. Tell the whole community of Israel on the 10th day of this month, each man is to take a lamb for his family, one for each household. By the way, God begins to address households in this Protection Act. He actually begins to, I'm talking about millions of people here, the people of Israel. He literally says that we're going to start with your household. And he says, for one for his family, one for each household. If any household is too small for a whole lamb, they must share one with their nearest neighbor. Can you imagine the thought that God is actually tying neighbors to neighbors, relationship to relationship, when he's about to set them aside and set them apart from each other? Having taken into account the number of people there, you are to determine the amount of lamb needed in accordance with what each person will eat. The animals you choose must be 5 years of age without defect, and you may take them from the sheep or the goats. Verse 6, take care of them until, you know, God is very specific about this. This is where God is literally giving details. This is a mandate. This is a public mandate to his people like we've received here in St. Charles County and literally in some parts around the world. Take care of them until the 14th day of the month, when all of the people of the community of Israel must slaughter them at twilight. Then they are to take some of the blood and put it on the sides and the tops of their door frames of the houses where they eat the lambs. And what he's saying is, put it on the doorposts. Put the blood on each side. Put it on the doorposts, the right, the left, the top. And this is very significant because it's saying this household lines up with the commands of God. We are obedient. Now listen, I'm going to jump down to verse 12, though I would encourage you to read that entire story. It is an amazing story of God's deliverance. In verse 12, it says, on that same night, I will pass through Egypt and strike down every firstborn, both men and animals. And I will bring judgment on all of the gods. And he's talking about the false gods of Egypt. I am the Lord. He makes that clear. I am the Lord. And he says, the blood will be a sign for you on the households where you are. And when I see the blood, he said, I will pass over you. No destruction plague will touch you when I strike Egypt. Now here's the significance. And I want you to listen closely. God quarantined his people from something very destructive that was about to come. God himself was the voice who sent it through Moses and Aaron that he is going to quarantine the people of God. He's going to give us plenty of warning. He's literally given us plenty of warning. The people of Israel knew this. And so literally there was enough time for this command to be carried out and the people prepared for it. Much like what I'm seeing around the world today. People preparing for the quarantine that at some level we're all in. Some cities and some counties, some states are literally quarantined to your home. Some counties are a little less than that. Some regions, some countries are wide open at this point because they're really not struggling with the issue of the coronavirus. But I know this. God gave a warning to his people because he loved them. This wasn't something that he was trained. He literally also said, here's the warning. It's up to you to obey. It's up to you to prepare. It's very important that we understand that God did not stop the death angel. Or control, the order didn't go out that when he goes through, I can't touch the people of Israel. What he said is, make sure you're in your home where you're supposed to be with your family, with those that I have said here, I've got provision, I've got food in the household for you. You won't even have to come out. All the provisions are in your home that you will need for this quarantine, and you stay there. And some of you literally are staying there. Some of you that are shut into your homes, you don't have the physical ability to get out. You know what it is to be there all the time. And some of us are just perhaps experiencing that and having so much more compassion for you. And it makes us aware of what we need to be after this is and who we need to be after this entire season is over of the coronavirus. But I know this. God told his people. He didn't ask them. He told them to be obedient to his commands and they would be safe. He gave them the mandate and literally quarantined his people away from something destructive. And I've said that now twice, but I want to emphasize the people obeyed in faith. They didn't step out and tempt the Lord, so to speak. They literally obeyed in faith. And what we know is not long after that, all of the firstborn in the country of Egypt died. And God set his people free. One last blow to Pharaoh. And many of you know the story. If you don't know the story, it's a beautiful story of God's deliverance and provision 40 years in the desert. Literally, manna raining from heaven because you see, God is Jehovah Jireh. He is our great provider. I want to encourage you this week. He will provide. God still is Jehovah Jireh, and he will provide. He provided in the past. He's got a track record. He will provide for you today in the name of Jesus. Encourage your children. Be the voice on social media that says, hey, God cares. Actually, be the voice on social media that says, there is hope. Let me pray for you. Encourage people scripturally. Encourage people in their faith and in your faith walk. Take the opportunity to get closer to God than you've ever been before. Pray for the citizens of the world, not just the church. Pray for the citizens of the world. We're going to get through this. We will all get through this. And I believe that the church will see an amazing global revival. People coming from around the world into the local church body to worship God for his hand of deliverance and healing. In fact, let me just pray right now as I close this. Let me just pray for the sick that are among us. I ask you, Father, in Jesus' name, for those that might be watching on this broadcast, that in the name of Jesus, you would speak such encouragement into the hearts that are anxious, into the minds that have anxiety, into those who might be wrestling with depression or oppression. Father, we come against those forces in the name of Jesus Christ, and we simply say, Lord, be gloriously present in their minds. Be gloriously present in their spirit today. I ask you, Father, that for those that are sick with the coronavirus today, that you would so heal. Bring healing in the name of Jesus. Father, I ask you that you would bring miraculous healings through hospitals and nursing homes and local homes. I ask you, Father, for those that are experiencing the symptoms, that you would make those symptoms subside and that you would set them free from this in the name of Jesus. Deliver us sooner than later, we pray. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you for joining us this morning on our first week of the Global Summit. Please join us next week as well. Same time, 10:30, next Sunday morning, the 22nd of March, and we look forward to sharing God's Word with you. Please stay in touch as well. St. Charles River Church, make sure we're staying in touch with one another through social media, emails, and whatever form. It's always nice to actually get on a phone with FaceTime or with WhatsApp. I just got a WhatsApp video connection, video chat with precious friends of mine in the Republic of Panama. We were praying for each other, encouraging each other. And in fact, if y'all are watching in Panama or Guatemala or Haiti or Puerto Rico or Portugal or Wales, wherever we have taken ministry teams, we want you to know we're praying for you. We have not forgotten you. We believe in you. We believe in what God's going to do for you in your native land. In the name of Jesus. Amen. God bless you.
We hope you found this audio presentation from St. Charles River Church both beneficial and enjoyable. If you're ever in the area, please come by and visit us at 810 Westwood Industrial Park Drive, Weldon Springs, Missouri, 63304. You can also reach us online at www.stcharlesriverchurch.org.